Hachette Audio presents Fair Warning. Written by Michael Connolly. Read by Peter Giles and Zach Vila.
Dedication. To Tim Marsha, Detective. Many thanks for your service to the City of Angels. Who is not at once repulsed and attracted by a diabolical act? David Goldman. Our genes, our choices. Prologue. She liked his car. It was the first time she had been in an electric. All she could hear was the wind as they cut through the night. "So quiet," she said. Only two words, and she had slurred them. The third Cosmo had done something to her tongue. "It'll sneak up on you," the driver said. "That's for sure." He looked over at her and smiled, but she thought he was just checking on her because she had messed up her words. He then turned and nodded through the windshield. "We're here," he said. "Is there parking?" "You can park behind my car," she said. "I have two spaces in the garage, but they're like one behind the other. Totem, I think it's called."
"Tandem?"
"Oh, right. Tandem." She started to laugh at her mistake, a spiral laugh she couldn't get out of. The Cosmos again, and the drops from the green pharmacy she took before heading out in the Uber that night. The man lowered his window, and crisp evening air invaded the comfort of the car. "Can you remember the combo?" he asked. Tina pulled herself up in the seat so she could look around better and get her bearings. She recognized that they were already outside the garage gate at her apartment. That didn't seem right. She could not remember telling him where she lived.
"The combo?"
he asked again. The keypad was on the wall and within reach from the driver's window. She realized that she knew the combo that would open the gate, but she could not remember the name of the man she had chosen to take home.
46825.
As he punched the numbers in, she tried not to laugh again. Some guys really hated that. They entered the garage, and she pointed to the spot where he could pull in behind her Mini. Soon, they were on the elevator, and she pushed the correct button and then leaned into him for support. He put his arm around her and held her up.
"Do you have a nickname?"
she asked.
"What do you mean?"
he asked.
"Like..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?